Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
The Florida man lost his arm after being attacked by a 10-foot alligator on Sunday morning.
There goes that golf career.
Yeah, the victim, a 23-year-old man, was attacked at a pond behind Bandito's Bar in Port Charlotte. He was airlifted for serious injuries. Officers with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission spent the morning trying to wrangle the giant gator after the attack. According to customers at Bandito's Bar, alligators have appeared at the pond near the bar in the past. David Lowe, a customer, said things appear to have become problematic with visitors feeding the alligators in the pond.
Can't do that. Don't they give you a free margarita if you have an appendage torn off?
He said there was a restaurant they just tore down, and I know that people did feed, throw whatever they didn't eat down into the water.
Can't do that.
Feeding alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God.
Feeding alligators is illegal as it can cause the alligator to lose their fear of people and associate them with food.
I would be leery of any standing body of water down there. You know what size it has to be. Obviously, a rain puddle is not going to have an alligator, but something of any size, I'd be leery of.
You think that an alligator actually getting hold of an arm and eating it, it's kind of like a chicken wing for him?
I think so, absolutely.
Like yeah.
Absolutely.
Got to pick all the meat, little bitty parts off and stuff.
Wingy.
I like the boneless.
Police say a Plantation, Florida man left bloodied and bruised after being punched in the face in a dispute over duck removal was actually the one at fault. They say that Art Cosgrove, 71 years old, instigated the brawl by threatening the duck trappers who were trying to remove the waterfowl from the public property, much to Cosgrove's chagrin.
I want my ducks!
They said he also tried to take the ducks out of the trailer.
I'll kill you!
The duck trappers declined to press charges, however. Cosgrove said that he's not done fighting. He said, I think I'm going to take it to the next level.
Daddy.
He said, arrest me. I'll go to jail if they go too.
Wow.
Cosgrove's wife, Debbie Brickman, said that she told him, I wish you would have knocked him out. If you're going to go to jail, do it for something good. Cosgrove and his wife still maintain that he was the victim. They said, we're going to prosecute. We have to. What happened to him is no good, Brickman said.
Do they explain the issue, why the ducks were being removed?
No.
Okay.
And they don't say why he's got a big problem with it either. He said, we have a couple of lawyers talking to us. And
duck lawyers.
He plans to take his case to the state attorney's office. A couple has spent 10 months seeking compensation after 18 escaped water buffaloes stampeded through their garden, with 8 of them taking a morning dip in their new swimming pool.
Wow.
Andy and Lynette Smith, who are retired, say that their garden and pool were ruined after the animals, which weigh like 1,200 pounds each, got out of a rare breeds farm and onto their property, causing more than $40,000 worth of damage. 8 of them ended up falling into their pool, triggering a stampede that wrecked fencing and flower beds. The animals were rescued unharmed by the farmer. The incident happened when an electric fence failed, allowing the herd to breach a wooden fence and hedge separating the field from the Smith's garden. Andy Smith said, when my wife went to make the morning tea, she glanced out of the kitchen window and saw 8 buffaloes in the pool. So she called 911 and was told that the fire brigade didn't accept hoax calls. This was in England, by the way.
Oh, okay.
It took some persuading to get them to take us seriously. When they arrived, one of the buffaloes was spooked by their high visibility jackets and headed straight at them. The farmer was summoned from next door and helped the animals out of the water.
So, they're stepping on the pool cover thinking it's solid and they go right through.
Yep. British Columbia cyclist Kevin Milner was rounding a downhill corner at a North Vancouver trail last Monday evening when he slammed into another road user crossing in front of him. The collision, which sent Milner flying and left him with a broken scapula, cardiac contusion, and others, didn't involve a car or another bicyclist. Milner's bike had T-boned a black bear.
Oh. Jesus!
He said the last...
I'm going to throw up.
He said the last thing I saw of the bear before the accident was just him running.
It was a great day. I saw my first picture of a snake with a helmet.
He said, I can see his muscles as he was charging across the road. I just hit him right behind the shoulder blade.
Could you imagine that?
And then I kind of launched myself over the top of him. Milner says it's going to take him about 6 weeks to recover from this accident.
Is the bear in the bed next to him?
I don't know if they put him in the same room or not.
Crazy, right?
Milner's accident was unusual, but authorities are warning that the spring in full swing.
Mr. Milner, this is my wife.
That bears across the BC are emerging from their dens and encounters with humans are on the rise. Disasters such as wildfires, flooding can also affect how wildlife moves in the region, leading to more potential human encounters with bear.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
After wearing masks in public for 3 long years, many Japanese are signing up for smiling classes.
Smiling classes.
To learn how to smile again without looking awkward.
Yes, I want to learn how to smile.
Smiling used to be a natural response, but apparently 3 years of hiding behind a mask have left many Japanese unable to smile naturally. So some of them are now paying so-called smiling educators.
Yeah, that's not a ripoff.
To teach them how to display their pearly whites again without looking awkward. They participate in specialized classes where they are taught how to stretch and flex various parts of their faces.
And the one, and the two.
And even their neck muscles to smile properly and actually convey happiness without looking weird.
Do you like your smile?
My own?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I do not. Do you like yours?
I have a Bruce Willis kind of. I'm not a toothy smile. Some people smile all the way back to the gums, like the lips recede back just below the nose.
Kathy has a big smile.
Yeah. Big Tony Roberts smile.
Sarah Parker has a big smile.
I have a grin smile, like a grile.
You don't show your teeth. You usually just...
It seems weird. It seems like I'm a serial killer.
You do this. I've never really cared for my smile.
And it's funny. I can't do... Like, I have to do the big smile. I can't do what you guys do. To me, that's what I don't like.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I look weird.
And that's the only way like that, Preston, you're smiling with your teeth exposed. I would call the cops. right? Your regular smiles, I think, is different.
Let me see your smile. Like, I'm trying to do a small smile.
I'm smiling.
No.
I can't.
No. I would hold a pillow over your face.
You look like you may have smelled something and are being polite to not say anything
to
anyone.
No, it feels great.
Yeah.
Do you think the baby needs changing?
Hey, Kath, do it again, because I want this to be your new profile photo.
Oh, God.
No.
I can't. It's messed up.
I don't know how.
Marissa has a nice, a big
of
smile,
course she
too.
Does. Yeah, it works for her.
Yeah. So anyhow, a woman named Kiko Kawano, a radio personality turned entrepreneur, said that she's taught smiling classes to around 4,000 people so far and has also helped train around 700 certified smile specialists since she started her work in 2017.
Does she also teach frowns?
But demand for her services skyrocketed recently, with people starting to give up the surgical mask. Smiling instructors claim that exercising one smile is just like training other parts of the body. It's all about the muscles, so exercising the expressive facial muscles is an important thing.
It's like fart school.
Casey is clearly the professor.
Yeah.
Professor Emeritus.
Yep. But apparently, instructional smiling classes have been a part of Japanese culture for several decades because of the people's notorious difficulty to convey their feelings through facial expressions. But they once again risen in popularity after the pandemic restrictions were lifted. Airlines will usually be happy to sell you.
Welcome to John Wayne Airport.
We'll be happy to sell you more than one seat for your trip, although they really don't advertise. They really don't advertise it. But one woman with 3 seats to herself felt that wasn't quite enough and decided to build a fort while she was on a plane.
It sounds cool.
It's a video that I saw. She turned her row and coach into a business class suite with walls using plastic wrap. She even gave herself a roof while passengers across the aisle from her filmed the pre-departure construction project.
Was this for perceived hygiene, or was she a germaphobe? Insane.
Either she's nutty, or she was doing it to get a reaction.
Okay.
And
for social media.
Yeah, something like that. The whole thing began to look like a giant spider web, and then she covered her face in plastic wrap, which is generally inadvisable because you can't breathe, but it turns out she was just using her face to hold out stretched pieces of plastic wrap until she tore it off of the sheet so she could use it for pieces of a roof. A crew member finally came over and started to tear down the house, letting her know that this isn't permitted. He threatened to have her detained while she yelled for help. The flight attendant is correct. Because the plastic wrap could be an obstruction in the event of an emergency.
Of course. Yeah.
Apparently, they managed to take it down and I guess get her off the plane. But the video wraps up before we find out exactly what happened. But
they tossed her off the plane.
They did.
Wow. Okay. There was an issue.
Yeah. I would think so. All right. Police in Rhode Island released body cam footage that shows the arrest of a Cranston City Council member who authorities said was passed out behind the wheel of a car while holding a glass pipe. Matthew Riley on Thursday resigned from his position. Responding to a 911 call, police found Riley passed out in his car on Monday. They said they found drugs in there, too. And the footage, which police released earlier this week, Riley jolts awake after a few shakes from an officer.
I'm a drug addict.
The officer says, you were literally choking in your sleep. Someone was flagging me down a bit. And Riley says, I have sleep apnea. I'm sorry.
Then
the officer says, well, you have a crack pipe in your hands. Riley asks him if he's going to be arrested, and the officer continues to question him.
Oh, the look on this dude's face.
And the officer said, are there any drugs in your car? Riley said, no, nothing. And it was an apparent lie. According to the police report, officers said they found crack laced with fentanyl along with other drug paraphernalia while searching his car.
I'll say this is the very natty dress for this guy.
He's a council member.
He's
a city council member.
For a crack addict.
He was.
Riley says it was a relapse, just went through a really bad divorce recently. Cranston Mayor Ken Hopkins said that he's known Riley since he now former councilman was a child.
I knew him when he was a pothead.
Hopkins, who said Riley has brought up his struggles with addiction during past council meetings, added that his office has accepted Riley's resignation. All right, and then finally, all right, this is a terrible one to end on, but I need to get to it today because I actually got it. I found it a couple of days ago. A man died on Thursday night after he was hit by a vehicle while he was trying to help a family of ducks cross a roadway.
I saw this story. It's so sad.
The crash happened just after 8 p.m. Police said the driver, a 17-year-old girl, stayed at the scene and was cooperating. A 12-year-old witness said the man had stepped out of the vehicle to help a family of ducks out of the path of the traffic. William was his name. He said he got out of the car. He was shooing the ducks, and everyone was clapping because he was being really nice. He said no one moved through the intersection, even staying through the green lights. He said he helped them get over the curb because all the little baby duckies were having trouble. And then he walked out in front of our car. After the ducks were saved, others in the area applauded him.
Yay!
And the kid said, my mom rolled down the window and said, good job. And I said, good job to him, too. And then right after that, second after that, the car hit him.
Oh, my God.
In front of a 12-year-old kid.
That's awful.
I mean, he's helping. You got baby ducks and 12-year-old kids in this story. William said the car seemed to come out of nowhere. He said, I didn't see the car actually hit him. All I remember is the sound of him flying across the intersection. He said his shoes and one of his socks were right here in front of our car.
Oh, my gosh.
Friggin' horrible.
Police are investigating the cause of the fatality. The driver has not been ticketed or arrested. So, oh, man.
Those ducklings have to live with that.
And that is the last story I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.